John Jessop.
The one and only Phil Jones. Hiya, mate. How are you?
Hi, nice to be Gary's stunt double.
I know, yeah.
I'll fall downstairs for him.
Hey, Phil Jones, married man.
Yeah,
congratulations, mate.
The wife's sitting behind me on the couch.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Keeping me in check.
Keeping you well and truly in check, mate. Yes, yeah. And a great day was had by all.
It was fantastic. The whole day just went beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a traditional marriage. You know, there was none of that pomp and ceremony. And
Phil, it's not you.
Yeah. We just said, I do. And then and went and got drunk and played music all day.
And do you play music? No.
She can hold a tune. She can sing.
She can sing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's okay. But, yeah. So, anyway, many congratulations, you two, from everybody here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what's on the horizon now for you, Phil? Because, you know, lockdown, everything just went to stop.
Well, perversely, to be honest, I don't think I've been busier.
Really?
In a long time than I have been in the last 18 months.
Wow.
I've been going in the studio, written and recorded a new album.
Right.
Which is due for release next year.
Okay.
Before that, we're going to sort of do a vinyl, gatefold vinyl release, you know, of some of the greatest flops.
Yeah.
we've got a series of concerts, the first of which is the Grand Central Hall on Renshaw Street.
Right.
A hidden gem in Liverpool.
It's surprising
how few people on Merseyside are aware of it, and it's a beautiful theatre.
Yes.
And if I have anything to do with it, I'll put it on the map and make it, you know, put it up there with the Empire and the Philharmonic and the Royal Court, because it really does belong.
Yeah, have you played there yet, Phil?
No, I've been in. I was there for a charity event, and I've been in to look at the the spec of the system, a great sound system, great light system.
Yeah.
Holds 1,200 people, beautifully refurbed.
Right.
And it's a massive a pipe organ at the back of the stage.
Really?
Which is actually operational. It's beautiful.
Okay. So when are you going in there, Phil?
That's on Thursday, the 2nd of December. Tickets are on sale now at Skiddle and various other outlets and the venue. They'll also be available from Jacaranda.
Okay.
In the near future.
So what can people expect on that night from you, mate?
Well, a bit like the wedding, something old, something new.
Tracks from the new album?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But, it would be remiss of me not to play people's sort of favourite classics. Without giving out any names.
Well, I know that much.
And there'll be a bit of theatricality about it. You know, I've got some good sort of, you know, stage design ideas. Performance ideas.
Okay.
It was not just a case of singing songs.
Right. What about the length of the show, Phil?
It'd be about an hour and a half. And my sons are in the same band. They're in a band called The Garnets, and they'll be supporting. They're great. They're great.
Okay.
A credit to me.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm not doing that, I've written a novel. Believe it or not.
I think you've written a what?
Yeah, a novel.
A novel.
I didn't intend to. I didn't want to. But I came up with this idea of a story, which was intended to be used in a sort of immersive audio setting. So it was going to be like a concept album.
Yeah.
In immersive audio, you know,
okay.
5.1. But that idea fell through. And I thought, well, it's still a great story. So reluctantly, I set about writing it as a novel. And 60,000 words later, you know, it's about a robot that puts the world to rights.
Okay.
But it's like a road trip, because he's the first sentient being, you know, the first robot that passes what they call the Turing test.
Yeah.
Which means he's self-aware, truly self-aware.
Yeah.
And he's interconnected with everything. So he's what they call the singularity, which is like, you know, he's got more brain power than the whole human race put together. And he takes them to task and says, what you're doing to the planet has to stop right now. So, I know. But it's a road trip, because obviously the people who spent $4 billion on development back.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, it's a chase.
Yeah. And is that up for publicity, or have you got a publisher?
We're going to publishing, we're going to book fairs later on in the year to present the idea to publishers. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get a publishing deal.
Sounds great, that. Sounds absolutely fantastic. So you've got the Grand Central on the 2nd of December, Thursday.
Yeah, vinyl release.
You've got vinyl.
Forthcoming.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing well getting the vinyl on you, because that's the biggest shortage in the world at the moment, isn't it? Vinyl.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's great. You know, and the thing is with vinyl is, you know, it's a great antidote to this digital arena that we're in now, where everything just gets stolen.
And it's National Vinyl Day today, Phil.
Indeed.
Yeah, you know,
and there's always that, you know, and okay, it's a niche market, but it's an international niche market.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a big niche.
It is, yeah.
There's plenty of, you know, there's money to be had there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you sell a copy, you know, money's in your hand.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And all this digital download and things.
Yeah.
I mean, so that, it's all good.
It's all good stuff.
All good.
I found a track of yours here.
All right.
On a vintage CD of mine.
Okay.
That I put together now. Goodness knows. I'll have to blow the cobwebs off it, but it's, we'll have a play and then we'll have more of a chat.
Well,
okay.
Safe anyway, because we won't, you know, there won't be any swearing on it.
No, it is safe, mate. You know, and, you know, your good lady just said to me, you've turned the corner now, no swearing, you know. You know, yeah, I'm getting the thumbs up here, you know. Yeah.
Got my fingers crossed behind my back.
Okay, let's do this one
before I slip off.
Let's do this. Liverpool Live. So tell me the story of that. Where was that one taken?
We took a group of people overland by coach to the Czech Republic. And there was a town not far, about 8 miles outside of Prague,
called
Kladno, steelworking place. And when the communists were overthrown, back in the 80s or 90s,
right.
The new government gave back all the property that the communists seized, to make, you know, state property.
Yeah.
So these two guys inherited their grandmother's pub, big pub in Kladno, and they befriended friends of ours. So we took like a coachload of people over to the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Played in their garden, played in Prague.
Yeah.
In the centre.
So that track of Johnny Marie is recorded live in Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, yeah. The Czech Republic as it is now.
Yeah, Czech Republic, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, and it sounds so fresh though, doesn't it? You know, it really is a fresh song, Phil.
Yeah, it's one of the weird ones. It just doesn't seem to age.
It doesn't.
I think it was born old.
And do you still do that one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. As I say, I do it with my kids now, so it's kind of like a, you know, circle of life thing.
It's a throwdown, isn't it?
But it's a story about life, you know, and growing up and getting married and having kids, and now I sing it with my kids.
It's kind of,
there's a poetry about that. No.
I remember when I was at the other place in Liverpool, and we were playing that Up and Running's track there, you know, Johnny and Marie, and I always put it alongside Frankie and Johnny, you know, from Sam Cooke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, which was another great track, But I made up a found that, mate. Absolutely, you know, superb.
10 out of 10, yeah.
10 out of 10, I've taken the right box, mate.
More luck than judgment, I imagine.
Yes, all right. So what are you going to do for us, pal? You're going to do we've got three songs. We can squeeze three out of you.
Do you think? We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm not
mate.
Sure how the voices, to be honest. I had a little problem.
I know you have, but I'll tell you what, you've got a really, really great rasping voice. You sound like Roo Rolls.
Okay, thanks. That's a nice way of saying, you know, your voice is a bit...
No, it's great. No, it's brilliant, mate. It's absolutely superb.
Okay. This is called Boom.
This is called what?
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Liverpool Live.
Good stuff, Phil. Good stuff. Yeah. New, old, middle-aged?
Well, old now. Everything's old, isn't it now?
Yeah, but you've got a new album coming out, so that...
I have, yeah.
You know.
I was still writing. And I'm working with, a 20-something producer. You know, he's got his finger on the button,
okay.
So it's great.
Yeah. You learning from him, or is he learning
from
you?
Well, both.
Yeah.
Both,
well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he brings something to the table, most definitely.
That's right, yeah. You know, yeah.
I trust his judgment, you know, there's so much material to choose from. I mean, because I haven't released really an album properly for 20 years. So there's 20 years
is it that long?
Of kind of old, if you like, but it's it's new, it's not been released, so there's a lot of material,
right?
You know, to choose from.
So, when you look at the album coming out, Phil?
I think May next year.
May?
Yeah, yeah. We're planning this Grand Central, as I say, 2nd of December.
Yes.
Renshaw Street. And then we're looking at the Philharmonic in May next year.
Is that going to be like the album launch?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and also I've been speaking with a music journalist who's a freelancer, but he works for Beardo Lido, and he's been working with me to write my biography.
Oh, right.
And the interesting thing with this, like, he's a very good researcher, and I've learned so much about myself that I didn't know. Really. Because my memory's terrible. So he just finds stuff out, you know. He's like Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, right.
And we get on great, you know. We have a couple of beers and just chat about you know, my past.
So you're talking like okay. So I've got a few dates here in my head. We've got the December 2nd, which is the Grand Central. We've got May Philharmonic launch of the album. Album comes out in May. Biography, the book.
And that'll be also...
All in the same era?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And hopefully then Kill Switch, the novel. As I say, I've been busy.
I know you have, mate. I know, yeah, yeah. Has it amazed you the way you've sort of got over this pandemic?
Well, you could ask my wife. She was terrified. She thought, you know, she didn't know how I was going to react to it, but surprisingly, I reacted to it quite well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found it more frustrating after the lockdown finished, when we came out and had all these restrictions.
Yes, yeah.
I found that more frustrating. At least I knew where I was, you know, in the first lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to pub because they're not open.
That's right.
Now, you know, that you go in the pub, but you've got to sit there. You can't. Yeah. I mean, I go out to socialise. I go
very
frequently on my own.
Yeah.
And I'll get to chat to people, but if you've got to sit there,
don't move.
And if you move, you got to put a mask on. You can't join anybody's company.
No.
So that's not going to purpose. There's no point in it.
No, no, no. True enough, mate. Going to take a break, Phil, and then can you do a new song for me?
See, problem is that most of my new stuff are right on the keyboards.
Okay, so, right. Well, I'll leave it to you then. We're going to take a break, and we've got two more songs for you to come. I'll leave them to you. All right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going into discussion now with the boss behind you and see what she says. All right. Phil Jones live here on Liverpool Live, and it is such a privilege to have Phil in the studio. I mean, you know, because I haven't seen him for over 20 years, but he hasn't changed. His voice is unbelievable, and I can't wait for this new album. And don't forget, the 2nd of December, Grand Central Hall. That will be a night to build up to Christmas.
I'll bring you some tickets in to do it. You can do a little comp.
Do a giveaway. Fabulous, mate, yeah. Take a break and then back with Phil.
Liverpool Live.
Don't mind me saying, Phil, you weren't very well, were you?
No.
You know, fully recovered now, and I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I've got to check up next week, actually, but I'm expecting that to go well.
Yes.
So I was there. I have no complaints. It was amazing. The whole thing took place during lockdown.
Okay.
So my voice was hoarse.
Yes.
You know, and I wasn't really suspecting anything. But my wife said, no, ring the doctors. So I rang them. No, you couldn't get an appointment.
No.
But they said, okay, we will refer you to the ear, nose and throat.
Okay.
So they put a camera down and we need to do a biopsy.
And
then they biopsied it and said, okay, it's stage 2 throat cancer.
Wow.
And so they sent me to Clatterbridge, where I got this mask made, which covers your whole face.
Okay.
And, it's like a plastic mesh.
Yeah.
Which is warm and pliable. When they put it on, and then it sets rock hard, so you can't move. So like when you're being treated, I'm terrified of needing to swallow because you can't even move your Adam's apple because it's just molded to every contour.
Yeah,
and you're pinned down to the bed.
Yeah.
Pardon me. So I got the mask done in the meantime. The new Clatterbridge opened in Liverpool.
Right.
So on a Thursday, I started treatment. On the Monday before, the new Clatterbridge in Liverpool opened up.
Okay.
So they're all standing by, you know, their brand new equipment's raring to go.
Yeah.
So You know, and everything was done with such experience. You know, it was amazing. It was brilliant. And the aftercare, you know, they ring me now and again, ask me how I'm doing. Am I eating well, you know? And they've had a lockdown once. They said they saw a bit of a cyst, but that was most likely a reaction to the radiotherapy. And so they've had another look, and they're going to have another look next week. So,
But generally in yourself, Phil, you know, you sound like the old Phil Jones.
Well, life is good. You know, I mean, life is good. I'm married to a beautiful woman. You know,
well, you
I'm
are
very,
yes.
very lucky.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, my kids have grown up great. You know, I've been through. You know,
I
been
know,
through
mate.
A patch,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But we're all grown up, and the kids are great, talented, lovely people.
That's right.
You know,
and what's their band called, Phil?
The Garnets.
The Garnets.
Yeah, you can catch them on. You can get them on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's double T.
Right. Okay.
Garnets with a double T.
Yeah. No, nothing to do with, like, Alf or anybody like that, you know?
No, actually, it's the name of the street they grow up in.
Okay, all right.
I said to them, a bit lazy, that, isn't it?
Okay,
it's,
Mill.
It's grown on me since.
Yeah, right, okay. She's looking after you. There's your water bottle
thank
there,
you,
mate, you know,
you.
Just in case you need a swig, you know, and... Because what's the next track we're going into, Phil?
Love in a Thousand Ways.
Love...
I say I've been played... For 18 months, you know what? I mean, now...
You're not telling me this is the first time you've played a guitar?
For a while.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't practice, and I do most of my writing on piano.
Right.
So I'm a bit rusty.
So you play guitar. I didn't know you were a pianist as well.
Well, I'm not a pianist, but I write on the piano.
Okay.
Well, on the keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, the keyboard can be any instrument I want it to be.
That's true enough.
You know,
that's true, yeah.
I've just got a massive library of sounds. I've been wanting to get into it for a long time.
Yeah.
Called East West Symphonic.
Okay.
So I have an entire orchestra.
Wow.
I can ask the cellos to play this. And
the
first strings to play that.
Right.
Brass to do this bit and the oboe to play this part.
Yeah.
I can write a symphony.
Wow.
It's amazing. And of choirs.
Yeah.
You can type into the choir.
I can feel in my little toe here, you know, forgive me for saying this, I can feel in my little toe a Phil Jones opera coming on here.
Oh, well, possibly.
You know.
I want to write for the screen.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to write for the screen.
Right. Yeah.
And I've got some weapons under me, you know. In the artillery now, it's amazing.
Fantastic, mate. Okay, let's move on to this. So what's it called, Phil?
Love in a Thousand Ways.
Love in a Thousand Ways. Phil Jones live on Liverpool Live. Here we go, take it away.
Liverpool Live.
Is there going to be a current single, mate, off the album?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That subject has not been broached.
No.
I might just say, I don't think it's a thing that you do anymore, do you?
No, what I find a lot of up-and-coming people and new bands and old bands are doing these days are putting a five-track or four-track EP together,
yeah.
You know.
If anything, it would be more likely be an EP.
Yeah. Where are we here? Just show you this. This is what he handed to me last Friday when he was in, and that's a... That's Mark Lacey's.
Oh, yeah. You've seen that online.
Yeah, you know. And that's the way he said, that's the way I'm looking at things, doing a four track. And then when I get ready for the album, you know, people know four tracks. And then the rest is going to be, right, can't wait for the rest to happen. You know, so it's like dangling the carrot to the audience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but no, it's good. Yeah. But something like that, Phil, you know... Even if you got like at least two or three tracks ready for the Grand Central and say, look, this is what's going to happen in May from the new album, and you know,
you should be managing me, not these people.
Well, yeah, you know, that's no problem. So, you know, these are the three tracks that you're going to enjoy when the album comes out in May, and this is like a world exclusive at the Grand Central because nobody else has ever heard these tracks. Well, you people have who've actually paid the money to come and see me, so thanks very much.
Good idea.
You know.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'll mention that in dispatches.
Yeah. But no, the next little thing was going to say, you know, does the album have a title or doesn't that matter either?
It's had various titles, so, but no, not that we've, not one that we've...
Come up with and feel happy with.
Yeah, there's various... I've had various ideas.
Okay.
So best not to mute them.
No.
you know, so we land on it.
No, but what made me laugh was the, you know, the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, the album hasn't got a title, but the book has.
Yeah. Well, that's me, isn't it?
That's
always
you.
thinking about face, you know, you can't say.
No. No.
The wrong way around. That's it.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that. Do you think are the pipes going to hold out for one more song, Phil, or not? No. We're going to leave it, are we?
I'm afraid so.
All right, sorry. No, that's listen, don't be sorry at all, mate. It's just great to have you in here. And, I'm a little bit miffed, to say the least, that you know, you're going to go to the Philharmonic to launch your album instead of coming to this radio station. But that's another little story, you know.
Yeah. Well, we can do both, perhaps.
We can do, yes, yeah. No, but as soon as you're ready with some new stuff, I mean, what are we on now? We're on the 12th of August.
Well, I did hope to play something new, but I'll put it on CD for you.
Yeah, that's great, that, mate.
And I'll drop it down.
Yeah, and drop it down. Now you know where we are.
Right.
Yeah, you saying about the best hidden secret is the Grand Central. Our radio station is not far behind it, is it? You know?
Yeah. Disguised as a burger van.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the main thing you've got to do is look for the burger van, and then when you find it
under the back wheel of the burger van.
Yeah,
no, not the left back wheel, the right back wheel.
Yeah, the one that's flat. No, but it's been fantastic having you in here, Phil. As I say, it'd be great when you drop the CD off, or if you drop some tickets off for us for the Grand Central.
I'll do both.
Do the both. Party's on the 2nd of December, which is Thursday night, and that's a great night because nothing's really happening on a Thursday, does it? You know,
no.
People just sit at home watching Hemorrhoid Farm, but what a great night that's going to be at the Grand Central, as I say, you and your band, and this man here, he'll be right up for that, right up for it, yeah, Roy, you'll be straight there. Pleasure you coming in, Phil. I always do appreciate that.
My pleasure, thank you.
You know, look forward to the book.
Yeah. It's been a blast.
The two books,
yeah.
The biography. Why is it called an autobiography? I don't know, but the biog of Phil Jones will be interesting, to say the least. And then
that's the fictional one.
That's the fiction. Yeah. And then, the robotic one's the real one, is it?
Yeah. The sci-fi one.
That's the real one, the sci-fi. I love that, yeah. All right, my old friend. Well, look, it's been a pleasure to have you in here, and we'll just keep in touch and say best of luck with the album.
Thank you.
Of luck with the two books, and we'll see you before the 2nd of December at Grand Central, and lovely to meet the gorgeous wife. Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Phil Jones here live at Liverpool Live. Loads going on in his life, as always. And we're here to get the best of it, and the first of it as well. Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Phil.
Thank you, John.
Liverpool Live.